get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
And episode 613, 5 SEO tips you can implement today. We're going to dive right into the topics. Tip one is start writing. It's one of the things that I yell from the rooftops to anybody that has a website that will listen to me. It's the number one thing that helped our website, AspenGroveStudios.com, and Divi.Space become a WordPress authority in the search engine's eyes. I didn't know this at the time. I just wanted to share my knowledge as I would learn something, and I was learning WordPress. I started sharing all of this information with the world, basically, and mainly because of the Facebook groups, because we shared everything in there, and people kept asking, hey, how did you fix that problem again? Let me write a blog post, and then y'all can all go read it, and I don't have to keep repeating myself. Well, what ended up happening, because we were writing this content to be helpful to other web developers who kept asking the same questions over and over and over again, Google saw us as an authority in WordPress because we were solving problems and people were searching for it and stuff. And so inadvertently, we ended up becoming an authoritative, juggernaut with WordPress and page one with Divi on a lot of terms and stuff, which was kind of awesome. So long-winded, but number one, start writing today.
Yeah, no, I just want to say one thing to that, David, 100%. Content is king. If you do nothing else on this list, do number one, start writing content. Write content that solves problems for your ideal customer. That's it. That's the SEO secret right there. The other things on this list here will help get your content seen by Google and kind of set everything up properly, but that's the number one thing. Content is king. Everything else is secondary. So like, yeah, I can't stress that enough. But the next thing on the list is have a proper sitemap. So as I mentioned, everything else on this list kind of just helps Google index you and find you, and you're kind of doing everything the way that they want you to structure things. That way it's easier for the user, it's easier for their search engine and all those types of things. And so having a proper sitemap is key, and you can use plugins like Yoast SEO or any other WordPress SEO plugin to automatically generate a sitemap, and then you submit that sitemap to Google Search Console. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But having a sitemap tells Google that this is what your website looks like from a high level view. So then it knows that, okay, here's where all of these pages are, and here's how everything falls into place.
Awesome. Number three on our list is have proper on-page SEO. This is title tags, meta descriptions, clear content hierarchy with internal linking. A tool that we recommend greatly is Yoast SEO. There's lots of them out there. We use Yoast. I know Tim uses Yoast. It's user-friendly. It's very easy, and it kind of just it gives you the roadmap of on-page SEO, what you're wanting to do, and it also lets you know when you're kind of out of kilter. Now, you don't want to focus in on their green, red, and yellow lights. It's not the goal. I mean, if you can get it green across the board, but don't, mentally mess yourself up by trying to get greens across the board. It's not really what's important. What is important is that you do have really good, clear title tags, meta descriptions, because Google cares about that. Bing cares about that stuff. So making sure that you have that content filled out on every page that you create on your website is really important, and it really only takes like a couple of minutes. This is not like 1,000-word content. This is like a paragraph and a title. It's pretty quick and easy, but important.
Yeah. And the next thing on the list, the next SEO tip that you can implement today is make sure you are using Google Search Console and Google Analytics. So Google Search Console is basically your interface with Google for your website. For example, it's how you connect to Google Search Engine. It's how you submit your sitemap. So remember, the second tip we talked about is have a good sitemap on your website using a tool like Yoast. And then you submit it with Google Search Console, and that tells Google, hey, here's my website. Here's where you can find all my pages. Here's what all the pages are about. And it basically helps Google. Also, it's where Google tells you if there's something wrong. So if there's pages that it can't get to and there's an error, like a 404 error, or maybe there's dead links or anything like that, that's where Google's going to tell you that something is wrong. You need to fix it. And of course, you want to fix it, because if you want to rank well in the search engines, you want them to view your website as positively as possible, and having a bunch of errors is very negative. And so that's why Google Search Console is so important. There's other things too that we won't get into, but those are the main things that you want from an SEO perspective. Also, it's going to show you all of the search queries that people have typed in to get to your site, and so then you can kind of see how people are finding you, which is really useful information. And on that note, Google Analytics, I mentioned, is part of the SEO tip, because that's how you see how people are getting to your website. You can see, okay, this one company over here is linking to your website and they're sending you a bunch of traffic, and having a clear view of what, not only how people are getting to your site, but also what your most popular pages are. So then you can know, okay, I need to spend more time over here because people really like this type of content. So I need to write more content like this. And you can let your analytics depict your marketing strategy moving forward. So that's a huge thing right there.
Yeah, I'll give a quick short lesson and a shout out to Nick Roach at Elegant Themes. First time I met him was in Orange County at WordCamp Orange County a few years ago. And we were a Divi company and we were Divi fanboys. And the great thing about Elegant Themes and Nick and his team is they've really just kind of embraced the community, dove in, and I'll never forget the first time I met him. We were at an Airbnb. We were all enjoying dinner. We'd met each other for the first time in real life, which is a big deal when online, you know, when you have your online community and stuff, and then you all get to meet in person. You know, he sat down and he said, "Hey, David, why don't you open up your analytics? You know, let me take a look at your analytics for your website and stuff, AspenGroveStudios.com. And he started going through it and he pointed out, "Hey, look, this is your most popular content. This is why people are coming to your website. You should produce more tutorials like this because this is what people want." And at the time, I was a new web developer and he was giving me like a crash course lesson and why this was so important, kind of what Tim was talking about. It didn't go over my head, but it was lost on me a little bit because I wasn't versed well with Google Analytics and stuff. But today our company uses it, you know, steadfast for moving forward and producing the type of content that, you know, so this is why this is one of our five tips, you know, having those tools in place to, you know, make sure that your website can be the best website that it can be for your audience.
Yeah.
Last but not least, on five SEO tool tips, I'm going to read the title and then I'm going to let Tim talk more about the technical side of it, which is,
there we go.
You need to have a fast website. Look, if your website's loading slower than molasses in the wintertime, guess what? Your visitors are leaving. And if you're on Google Analytics and you see this little thing called bounce rate, it's probably one of the reasons why they're bouncing. They're coming into your website. It's taking forever to load and they're leaving, you know, so have a fast website.
Yeah. And if you think about it, Google wants what's best for the user. And as David mentioned, if your website's slow, your users are leaving. Well, for that same reason, that's why Google won't rank you, because they don't want to send people to your site if they're just going to bounce back. They'd rather send people to a site that's best the first time, that loads quickly so people can get what they want, and therefore Google's going to rank you accordingly. And so if you have a really slow website, you're not going to rank well. And so you want a really, really fast website, as fast as possible. If you tune into tomorrow's episode, episode 614, we're going to talk about five ways to speed up your WordPress website right now. So tune in tomorrow and we'll actually tell you some tips on how you can do that.
All right, Tim, you did something for me. I don't have to do it. Tomorrow's episode and stuff. We hope these five SEO tips that you can implement today helped you out. Tim?
Take care. Bye-bye.
Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.